We're holding the Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph, Omer Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Huna, Psilois Ushmanim She'omru Chachomim, Eim Adlikim Hem B'Shabbos. The wicks and the oils that we said cannot be used on Shabbos because they don't light well, they flicker, they don't absorb the oil. Ein Madlikim Hem B'Chanukah cannot be utilized on Chanukah either, for mitzvah ner Chanukah. Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Choyl. This is referring to Shabbos Chanukah and weekday Chanukah. Both of them, and we separate, we mention, we don't just say Ein Madlikim Hem B'Chanukah, which includes everything, but we say specifically Shabbos and Choyl. And Tosafos are going to discuss that soon, but we'll medayik that. Zokti Gemara, there are three machlokes over here. Rav Huna says that the psilas cannot be used on Chanukah, neither Shabbos nor Choyl. Omer over my time, Rav Huna, what's the reason of Rav Huna? Kosova, he holds kofsa zokuklo. That means, if the Ner Chanukah gets extinguished on its own, zokuklo, you're obligated to be misakin it. You have to relight it again, l'chatchila. Now, what's the problem? Zok drashi, zokuklo l'takno hilkach. So l'chatchila, you can have these type of wicks in the weekday on Chanukah. Why? Because l'chatchila, you have to make it a good wick. Dilma poshav ala misakin lo. You might be pesheya and not be misakin it, and you'll end up ultimately, since kofsa zokuklo, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. As I state in Rashi, the Maisa, if you're medayik in Rashi, why does Rashi have to say Dilma posha your peshe and you won't be misakin it? Why didn't Rashi just say that if it's going to get extinguished, it doesn't have the shear that it needs, the requirement of an amount of adloka? It needs to be lit for half an hour. If it's going to be kofsa, you're not yoitza because it's not a good wick. Why did you say because you won't be misakin it? Just say it won't lighten, it won't remain lit. Won't be yoitza. So Zok the Beis Halevi is medayik from his Rashi that la'olam it's still lit. Just it's a shvacha light. It's a very low flicker. And a low flicker is considered like kofsa. That's a chiddush. It's considered like it's extinguished. It's not really totally extinguished. You have that little tiny flame. So that little looks like it came out nothing. That is considered like kofsa. Now, we mentioned yesterday briefly, Kiveka asked the Kasha, that we said there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. There's Shonim and Rashi. What's the reason why there's a problem with the wicks that don't light well? Is it because it's considered, it's a problem is because Shema Yata, you might come to adjust it on Shabbos, or because you might leave the room and it will be Chasan of Shalom Bayis. And we said, Nafkaminas, Bidiyevet, could you use it or not? But the point is, Kiveka asked the Kasha, if the reason is that you might leave, what's that relevant to Ner Chanukah? If the reason is that Shema Yata, okay, there's what to discuss, but if it's because you might leave, what's a negate in Ner Chanukah? So according to this, it might be Meyushev. Why? Because we're talking about that it's considered kofsa, meaning the fact that it's a weak light, that itself considered like it's kofsa. So mele, it's relevant in Ner Chanukah. It's considered like it's not lit. So mele, it's relevant in Ner Chanukah too. You might leave because it's a low flicker, but the low flicker is considered like it's not lit. So mele, it's relevant in Ner Chanukah also. So we explained, according to Rav Huna, the reason why you're not lighting madlik in choil is because kofsa zokuklo. And Rashi says, dilma pasha v'loi misakin lo. Now the second part, the Gemara, umuta l'shtamish l'oigo. And you're allowed to be mishtamish in the ner. That means, you're allowed to be mishtamish in the ner. If you're allowed to be mishtamish, so there's a problem on Shabbos. Look, Rashi, b'Shabbos, hilk b'Shabbos, it's also shemiyata. If you're allowed to be mishtamish, you might come to adjust it. So we hold that mutal mishtamish la'oira and kofsa zokuklo, that answers Shabbos and Choyl. Fraktois Sakasha, that was the bottom tesis that I mentioned, that why do you have to come out to both reasons? Just say kofsa zokuklo, and that covers Shabbos and weekday. Zoktois says, no. If we just say kofsa, the fact that the Braisa says, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Choyl, is mashmah that we're coming to add another reason. So we have to find another reason for Shabbos. The reason of kofsa zokuklo, even though be'etzim would cover Shabbos also, but since it specifically specifies in the Braisa, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Choyl, it seems to imply there's another reason for Shabbos. So the other reason for Shabbos is, mutal l'shtamish l'oira, somei l'shemayata. The second sheet is, v'gav chizda omar. The last line. V'gav chizda omar. Madlikin ben b'choil, you're allowed to be madlik in the weekday. That means apparently he holds kofsa ain't zokuklo, so there's no problem. Avaloi b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. Why on Shabbos not? Kosova kofsa chof alfa mit beis ain't zokuklo. You're not required to relight it, so that's why it's mutter in the weekday, even if it goes out. Umutter l'shtamish l'oira. And the reason why on Shabbos it's also with mutter l'shtamish l'oira, so you might come to be matter.
The third shita is Omer Rav Zeira Omer Rav Masna. V'amil Omer Rav Zeira Omer Rav. What is Rav shita? Psilas Hashmarim Shomer Chom Madlikim BeShabbos. The ones that we said we can't use on Shabbos. Madlikim Ben BeChanukah. You're allowed to use it on Chanukah for both. Bein BeChol Bein BeShabbos. You're allowed to use on Chanukah. All the psilas can be used on Shabbos. The psulim of Shabbos can be used on Chanukah. I mean, in a weekday Chanukah and a Shabbos Chanukah. My time, what do you hold? What does Rav hold? My time in the Rav, Kosova, Kov Sein Zakaglo. Number one, if it gets extinguished, you're not Mechuyev. So it doesn't, I don't care in the weekday. But also the Shtamish Loiro. And you can't be Mishtamish Loiro. If you can't be Mishtamish Loiro, there's no problem of Shemayata. So Melon, Shabbos could be used also. So those are the three Shitas. You have the first sheet of Rav Huna that says that Shabbos and Choyle are both also. He holds Kov Sein Zakaglo, and he holds Mutal Shtamish and he holds Mutal Shtamish Loira, so Shemayata. Rav Chizkiya, the second sheet holds Chol yes, Shabbos not. He holds Kofsa ain't Zokuk Lo, so there's no problem in the weekday, but Mutal Shtamish Loira, Shabbos is a problem. And Rav Shita is that Sai Shabbos and Sai Chol and Chanukah it's Mutta. He holds number one Kofsa ain't Zokuk Lo, so there's no problem in the weekday, and he holds also the Shtamish Loira, so there's no Chashash for Shemayata. And Tosis comes out over here in this Tosis that the Hilchas is that Ner Chanukah we pass is also l'shtamish la'oiro. That's what also l'shtamish ben we say. And we also hold kofsa ein zokuk lo. If once you lit it, it had the shear of hadlaka, it goes out, you yoytze the mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to relight it again. We hold kofsa ein zokuk lo. Now, if let's say the poskim can discuss, let's say you light the Ner Chanukah in a place of a wind, even though it has a shear, but it's not going to last. So then, even if you hold kofsa ain't zokuk lo, over here you are zokuk lo. It's considered like there's no shear of oil in the cup at all. If you're lighting in a place that it's gonna go out automatically, then even if you hold, you know, usually we hold kofsa ain't zokuk lo, over here it's zokuk lo. Why? It's considered as lacking the shear shemen when it's in a mokum that's for sure gonna go out. In Tofesh Ein Gimel, the Mishmur brings this. That's Reb Shul Leib was makbid, even the glass menorahs that lit outside, that when you light it, that the glass should be covering the candle that you're using to light, so it shouldn't be that it's able to get extinguished because of the wind, because you're lighting outside. There's another chiddush in the Bi'aloch over there, in Tofesh Ein Gimel, he says that if, let's say, while you're lighting on the fourth night, on the third night, it's kofso before you finish lighting all three, then it's zokuk lo. Because then it wasn't chal dominion, at least mitzad the hidur, it wasn't chal dominion of three yet. When is it kofsa and zokuk lo? After it's lit. The third night, all three are lit, then it's kofsa. But if it gets, if number, candle number two gets extinguished before you even got to number four, so then it's not chal dominion mitzad the hidur, so then it's zokuk lo, even if you hold kofsa and zokuk lo. Zokdu mal vaita, amru rabbonon kameid abai mishmeid rabbi yirmiya. Rabbonon said this to Abaye. In the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, this last statement, the statement of Rav, that psilas hashmanim that we said by Shabbos could not be used, could be used on Chanukah, sign the weekday, sign Shabbos, because of kofsa ein zokuk, and also l'shtamish, and Rabbi was not mekabel it, b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'lo kiblo. Ki osa Ravin amru Rabbonu kamei d'Abaya, mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, they said it over to Abaya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, then kiblo, then he accepted it. Omar, and he said, Abaya said, izakoi gemilto, if I would have been zoicha, then I would have learned it the first time that was told to me in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He's a koy gemitul shmai to me koga. In fact, the Gemara, what's the difference when he learned it, when he accepted it? Vagomra, at the end of the day, he accepted it. Who cares if he would have accepted it earlier or not? Zok the Gemara, nafkemina legilsa di ankusa. Legilsa di ankusa, zok rashi, miskayim yoysa mishal zikno. That which you learn when you're younger is miskayim more than when you're older. You state a gewaldig yisoid in this Gemara. Not the pshat gersa the ankusa, what you learned in the second grade is miskaya more. We're talking about the groisa abaya. They told the rabbonon b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah told abaya. Rabbaya wasn't a second grader. We're talking about the rabbonon b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbaya saying to Rav Kamina what he learned when he was younger, even if it's a few years younger, whatever he was abaya, that also goes into the category of gersa the ankusa, and it's miskaya more. Anything earlier. You're telling me that what? That kofsa ain't zokuklo. And also l'shtamish la'oira. And that's why it doesn't make a difference that Shabbos or weekday, it's you're not mechuyev to relight it. But the point is, ain't zokuklo. The mitzvah is from shkiyas hachama. Until when? Until tichl regem nashuk, till people stop going in the market. So my lav, we can deduce from here the kofsa, that if it goes out in that time span, hodamadlik lo. So we see clearly there's a time span of a half an hour. There's a shear of a half an hour that if it goes out, you have to relight it. So we see kofsa zokuk lo. How do we say kofsa ain't zokuk lo? And that's why we say you don't have to relight it. According to all shittas, we said kofsa ain't zokuk lo. Right? According to Rav Huna is the one that said kofsa zokuk lo. But the other two shittas said kofsa ain't zokuk lo. So why would it be ain't zokuk lo? Here we see clearly in the Brisa it says the shear is from shkia until tichlagim lashuk. That means that if it goes out, you have to relight it. So it's mashma kofsa zokuk lo. It doesn't mean that you have to relight it in that time span. It means diloy adlik madlik. If you did not light yet from shkia, you still have time to light, to initially light up until tichlagim lashuk. And then if it goes out, maybe you're not mechuyev. Loilam kofsa ain't zokuk lo. Not a raya kofsa zokuk lo. It just means this is the shear that you could light. V'inami, it's coming to tell me, l'shi'ure. L'shi'ure means that you have to put in the amount of oil that it could light for a half an hour. But la'olam if kofsa ain't zokuk lo. So there's two terutzim in this gemara. One teretz is the loy adlik madlik. It's telling me up until could you initially light from shkia until tichle regem nashuk. Inam l'shiura, it's telling me how much oil you have to have, inside. But it doesn't mean kofsa zokuk lo. It's ain't zokuk lo. It's a shiur of half an hour. This shiur is half an hour. Mishetichle, is a half an hour. Now, this is obviously yidua. When does the zman start? The goin paskins that it starts from shkia sachama, from the first shkia. And that's the ikamitz. And Rambam says, lo yakdim lo yacher. The mitzvah is exactly shkia. The Biskrov used to go send his son Rebbe Fol to the post office. What time is Shkia that day exactly? Because they had the watch that was like an atomic time. So he used to look exactly what time Shkia is. That's the Loyakim Loyachin. They're going past us like that. In Shulchan Aruch, in Biagro. The mitzvah is Mishtishke. The question is, when is Shkia? According to the time, it's the second Shkia. But the going holds it's the first Shkia. And others light by Tzeitzik and Chovim. So there's different shitas, different minhogim.
The briskers look like one.
By shkia, of course.
Shkia,
all your slime light by shkia. What we have shkia, of course, the first shkia. The Welt fears sich to light by tzeis kechovim, like the Mechaber says, soifa shkia, which Mishnah Berurah explains to mean tzeis kechovim. A tzeis over here says, and the tzeis is diloy adlik madlik, aval mikan ve'elach, after the time of this tichle regem nashuk, over hazman, you can't light anymore. At least with the bracha. Zok Taisus, Oy Mahari Poiras, the Ripoiras said, the Yeshli Zor Lahadik Belailo Miyad, you should light right away. According to everyone, don't wait around. Shalya Achi Yosef Midai, not to push it off. Umikomokum Zok Taisus, Im Icher, even if you push it off, if you're Ma'acher, Yadlik Misofek. Why? You still can light Misofek. Domeshani Shinu Yachina. There's two truths in the Gemara. One teretz is either Adlik Madlik, Inam is the Shiura. So it's coming to imply that there's two terutzim, they argue on one another. One teretz is the adlik madlik, you have that time span, but the second teretz is saying, this is only telling me the shear of how long it has to be in. But l'olam, you could light even if it's mocher. Ulri nira, the ata ein lochrush masi adlik. Bizman hazeh, you don't have to be choshesh for that. Why? The onu ein onu ekeiro, elo lebnei abayis, sharei madlikim bifnim. Our ikad loki is not because of the outside, it's for the inside people. So mele, the zman is even after tichel regem nashuk, because of pisum and nisa is relevant for the bnei abayis, because of beidna, we don't light necessarily outside. In Shlaim, they light outside. Some people in America light outside. But upon him, the ikad loki today is like a zman sakona, so it's for the bnei abayis, so then it's relevant even after. But we see in this Tosfos the Ripoir has learned that it's the two Terutzim argue one another. However, the Rambam paskins like both Terutzim. That means he holds that side the Shir and side the Allah Adam Adlik is totally Zebezeh, meaning it's not that they argue one another. Come on, Nafkaminas. They have to put in a Shir of a half an hour when you're lighting after the Zman of Shkia Sechama, even though you don't have that whole half an hour span or not. Zog the Gemara Shtichel Regem Nashuk V'yad Kamo. How much is that? Omar Rav Baruch Chanan Rabbi Yechonon Ad Kal Yerigla De Talmudoi. Until the people that are selling firewood, those are the last ones in the shuk, because that's what people need when they come home. There's no electricity; they need firewood for lighting. So people, the last thing people already realize, oi, I forgot, I need firewood at home. Zog Rashi. They come home and they realize they're missing it, so they go back quickly to the shuk. So they're the last ones open. And that's the shear of of Tichel Regem Rashuk, those last merchants, which is a half an hour later. Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Zog the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Mitzis Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeisoy. The Mitzvah of Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. That means one person, the head of the household, lights one candle for the whole household, no matter how many people are in the home. That's the Ikka Mitzvah. One light for the whole Mishpacha. V'amahadrin, people that are mahadrin after mitzvahs, and they mahadrin more, ner l'chol echod ve'echod. Every individual in the home lights their own one candle every night of Chanukah. V'amahadrin min amahadrin, those that are mahadrin min amahadrin, so it's a machloikis. Be'shame oimim yom gishon madlik shmoino, the first day you light 8. Mikan ve'elach pachas ve'elach, the following days you go down 7, 6, 5. U'be'selol oimim yom gishon madlik achas, the first day you light 1. Mikan ve'elach, the following days, Moise ve'elach, you add 2, 3, 4 until 8. Oma ula, pligi botrea meroi b'magova. There's a machloik z'amaroi min marova. What's the reason of Be'sham Be'silo? Rabbi Yosef Barabin, Rabbi Yosef Barzvida. Chad oma tamid Be'sham, the reason of Be'shamai. Then you go 8, 7, 6, connect Yom HaNechnosin. How many more days are left in Chanukah? The first day is 8 days left. Second day is 7 days left. Third day is 6 days left. The time of the Beis-Hil, connected Yom HaYotzin, and Beis-Hil's reason is, how many days elapsed, how many days we passed by, the first day, 1 day elapsed, second day, we're up to the second. The Chad Omar, the other one who held, what's the Machlokes Beis-Ham Beis-Hil, time of the Beis-Ham connected Pori HaChag. The Pori HaChag are Mismayet V'Hoylech. The Kabonis in Parshas Pinchas go down, 13, 12, 11, so Melo Be'oso, you go down, 8, 7, 6. What's the connection? Har ben drush on the connection between these two things. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Ma'ala Mekodesh Ve'emagidin. Beis Hillel, the reason is because Ma'ala Mekodesh. So then the reason is not connected to Yom HaNechnosin, not connected to Yom HaYotzin, but Ma'ala Mekodesh. So you always go up. 1, 2, 3, you have to go up. Ma'ala Mekodesh Ve'emagidin. Those are the two ways, the two in Machloikas, in the Machloikas Beis Ham Beis Hillel. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabba B'Bachanom Reb Yechanon. There were two skenim in Sidon. Echad oske be'shamai. That means 8, 7, 6. Ve'echad oske be'skidim be'shilol. 1, 2, 3 till 8. Zeno is in tam ledvorov. Kineged pori achag. Then I'm mismayed v'hoylich. So I go down 8, 7, 6. Zeno is in tam ledvorov. The malam mekodesh ve'emagidin. Your malam mekodesh. Malam mekodesh means you go 1, 2, 3 and you go up. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishabura brings the riff over here, brings the mice of Tzidon. Which is a Pella. The Rif doesn't bring something not la'alocha, that looks like Bishilo. We are Malam Mekodesh. So why would he bring the mice of Tzidon, which is not relevant? Zok to be a big yisoid. He says, when do we say that looks like Bishilo, and we only bring, the Rif brings halocha of Bishilo, something that's halocha. But since this is a Mahadrin Dikadin, so Mele can bring Beishamayo, so. And that's the Kiddush. By Mahadrin, so Mele, it's not fair that he brings the mice of Tzidon, that he fits like Beishamayo. From Mahajin min a Mahajin, Zoktosis, Nira Lagi, the Beishama Beishilo, like Kaime El Aneri Shabesoi. Zoktosis, the Machlex Beishama Beishilo is going on, like we said, Neri Shabesoi, that you light one candle for all the people in your household. Sheken Yesh Yoise Hidur, there's more Hidur when you go up. Why? The Ike Kerik Shemoise Vahilich, Kong the Beishilo is a Hidur when you go up every day. It's more of a Hidur connected Pori HaChag. Shu connected Yom HaNechnosim HaYoytzim. Or connected Yom HaNechnosim. That's a machlokes. Avalim oisin nel chol echod. But if you are lighting one candle for every person in your household, then afilu Yosef, even if you go add more every day, leka kega. There's no hecker that it's malam bekoidish or nechnosim. Because and you know, there's no hecker which day it is. She is b'shekach yish b'nei adam b'bayis. You're losing your whole cheshbon. What's your cheshbon? That it's going up in days? No, maybe I'm putting more because there's more people in my household. I don't know, someone came over in Milv Chanukah, there's more people in the household. One of my kids wasn't home the first day. Second day he is. So there's no raya that it's a new day. You know raya in Moshe V'Eilich? Must be he's going on the Neri Shebesoi that you're lighting one for all the b'nei bayis. Then there's a hecker, then it starts the cheshbon of being Moshe or not being Moshe. That is how Rashi learns a sugya. That means one person lights, or every person lights their own one, or every person lights their own going up or going down. However, the famous Shita Sarambam in Hilchos Chanukah is that even the din of Mahadrin, even that din also is relevant that one person lights for all the B'nai Bayis. Not the pshat that every person lights their own. that every person, the Rama, even the Mahajim and Hajin, the Balabas lights for all of the people. He lights for all of them. It's not the other individuals. The Balabas lights 80 candles if there's 8 children. Because the Ikka din is that you're being moisev a hoylach. There's a milam bekoidish. The Ikka tam is milam bekoidish. Not because of the chisaron of hekar. He argues on his thesis. The Ikka vart is that you're milam bekoidish. And that you have.
That you lit
more. Now, come out according to this. Let's say the person discussed, let's say on the fourth day you only have 3 candles. So then you would light, do you light 3, even though it's the fourth day? Or do you light 1? The Ikadin. According to the Ramam, you light 3 because the Ikadin is Ma'alam B'Kodesh V'Maridin. You can't be Maridin, so you can't go down. Now there's another big concern in the Ramam B'Skrov and Sefer Kiyudua that the Din according to the Rambam that Ne'elchol Echad means that one person lights for all the people, the Din of Mahadrin. So the reason is, Dr. B'Skrov, because this is the Din Hidur. Hidur mitzvah is only shaykh in the mitzvah itself. He brings a ride from tzitzin, that by Mila, that you go back into the tzitzin, that are enem akvin, and then hidur. So, hidur has to be relevant to the mitzvah. It has to be in the ma'aseh mitzvah. Hidur is only negated to one person being mahadir for other people. If I light, and now other people, the b'nei bayis, they light, that's not hidur in the mitzvah. It's a different ma'aseh. Hidur has to be in the ma'aseh mitzvah. So the one person that's lighting, he can be do mahajin, min mahajin, he can do all the hidurim. But someone else, it's not connected to the ma'aseh mitzvah, so it's not hidur in the mitzvah. Hidur on mitzvah is nishken mitzvah, it's not going to hidur mitzvah. That's the word. Hidur has to be in the ma'aseh mitzvah. So that's why it's the Rambam holds that it's one person. Another important Rebbe Kivega that says that when you, according to us, that we light ourselves, so he says yeah, in Shuvas, you have to be mechaven, not to be yoitza with the balabos. Otherwise, once you're ready, yoitza the mitzvah, you can't do the hiddur without the mitzvah because you're doing a separate ma'aseh taka. Zok the Gemara Ton Rabbonon, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanichal Pesach Beisoy. The mitzvah is to place it on the Pesach Habayis, on the doorway, on the opening of your door, by your door front, mibachutz, outside. And we place it, connect the mezuzah. If you live in a second floor, you place it in the window facing the Shizrabim. Sakona in the time of danger, because the sakona, Rashi explains sakona was they didn't allow you to light any lights on the Yom Edom, only in the base of the Zorah. So it was sakona to have any lights. So you have to leave it on your table in Vidayoy. And that's what we do be ikadin today. It's for the Bnei Bayis, Takadad Loka. Even though we do a Peshora, we do it in the window. In Yerushalayim, they light outside. Now, this din of Pesach Beis and Bechutz, Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi learns Pesach Beis and Bechutz, Mishum Pesum and Nisa, Veloy Beshus Rabim, not in the Shus Rabim itself, Ela Bechatzeroi, Shabbatein Abzuchen Lechotze. That means you light it on the Pesach Habayis, on the opening of your door, even though it's open to a Chotzer, not to the Shus Rabim, meaning to the Chotzer, and the Chotzer is open to the Shus Rabim. There's mashma that when there's a Chotzer too, you light on Pesach Beisoy. Tosis clearly argues, and Tosis says that we're talking about there is no chotzer. There's a bayis that's open directly to the Shus Rabim. But if there is a chotzer, then you light it on the Pesach of the chotzer going to the Shus Rabim. Big nafkamina, where do you light? In the chotzer to the Shus Rabim, or in the opening of your door to the chotzer? There's also a machlekes legabe cheder madrigot, a like having a tzol. So where do you light? Chazanish and the Biskarov. I was in a deer in Eretz Yisrael where the Biskrov's son lived, and he told me that the Biskrov came over and he said, you light by the bottom of the Cheder Madrigot, to the Shus Rabim. The bottom of the Cheder Madrigot, towards the Shus Rabim, and not by your door upstairs in towards the Cheder Madrigot, that's like the Chotzer. That's really, this machloik is a little similar in the Biskrov and the Chazanish. Let's finish the last Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rove. Rove said as followed. Tzorich Ner acheres lishtamish l'oira. You have to have an additional light if you're mishtamish l'or, because you have to have a shamish, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish l'oira. You have to have a hecker, zog Rashi. You have to have a hecker that is done in Ner Chanukah, because if you're going to be mishtamish. V'ika medura, if there's a medura, if there's a bonfire, or like we have, there's electricity, there's a big light in the room, v'ika medura loitzorich, you don't need to. But then it's ready, there's a hecker automatically that it's in Ner Mitzah. You're not being mishtamish l'or. Be Adam Choshev, if it's Adam Choshev, that it's not his derech to be mishtamish to a Madura, doesn't pass. So then, Avakavdika Madura, Tzok Ne'acheres, you need an additional light. You need an additional light, otherwise there is no hecker.
Shamish.
You need a shamish.
Why do we
light a shamish
today? We don't really need to.
We light a shamish. Be Ikkadin,
it's not good enough. If you have one shamash, you have five menorahs, one shamash is enough. If you have electricity, the batsman, it's enough. But we lemaisa light the shamash because so we have the shamash to show. There's really two reasons. Rashi is because of a hacker. One is because of also l'shtamash loyra. So like this, you're not being mishtamash to the Ner Chanukah. We taka have both.
Before we stop, I'll just mention two yesoidas that are negated to Chanukah. One is the Etzim Gemara we just had, that Beis Shammai says, Keneged Pori Achag, that I'm Ismaid V'Holchim. Why, what's the Shaykhaz, what's the connection between Pori Achag of the Umas HaOilom, that I'm Ismaid V'Holchim, and what's happening by Chanukah, that you're Ismaid V'Holch 876? What's Pshan and Beis Shammai? So much was written on this, much Torah is written on these sugyas, a lot of drush, but the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful Pshat. The Chassam Sofer says that Be'etzim, every Yontif, like Chanukah, like Purim, when there was a nest that took place, there's two aspects to the nest. One is the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, and one is the downfall of our enemies, the Nekoma of our Goyim. Pesach, there's the Nekoma of our Goyim, there's the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. Purim, the Gemara says, we say, Arov is Riveinu, Vadon is Dineinu, Vanoikim is Nikmoseinu, and we also say about the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael. On Chanukah, the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael and also the downfall of the Umay Sa'olam is merumes in what Beis Shammai says. That's the remez of Keneged Pori Achag, Zog Chassam Sofer. Keneged Pori Achag, that a mismayit v'holchim, that's why you light 876. In order to also be merames the downfall of our enemies, not just the Hatzolah that took place to Klal Yisrael. And that could be also pshat in the rift that brings the mice of Shnei Zkeinim B'Tzidon. What's pshat? What's in the gay? Echad Osaka Beis Shammai, Echad Osaka Beis Hillel. True, the halach is not like Beis Shammai. The halach is like Beis Hillel, even though the Rif brings it. So Mishabura says, true, the halach is like Beis Hillel, but in Mahadran, it's not shver that the Rif can bring something which is not la halacha too. In halacha, so may you only bring Beis Hillel. But in Mahadran, even though the halach is like Beis Hillel, but it's not shver that the Rif brings Beis Shammai. As always, Shem Mishabura, that's, he says, Lula the Mistafina. But as Sam Sofer says, that because it's an Indian also to mentioned the destruction of our enemies, that's merumas in the Maisa b'shnei skein and b'tzidon, echad ke b'shamay, echad ke b'shillel, because the b'shamay aspect is merumas keneged the downfall of our enemies. Then a mismayit v'olchim, the umas ha'olam a mismayit v'olchim, that is the downfall of our enemies. Another yesoidistic discussion brought down in the poskim is a bar mitzvah bacha that turns bar mitzvah the night, one of the nights of Chanukah. So we had the shittas that you light from Shkia Sachama. The Goyen holds from Shkia Sachama. Others say the Machaber says Soif Shkia, which Mishmur explains means Tzeisek Achovim. So what does a Bar Mitzvah Bochav do when his Bar Mitzvah comes out of one of the nights of Chanukah and his minig is to light like the Goyen by Shkia Sachama, or like Minig Yerushalayim by Shkia Sachama? Do you follow your minig and light by Shkia? Or maybe over here, no, it's better to light by Tzeisek Achovim because by Shkia is not Bar Mitzvah yet. By Shkia, it's not even Ben Hashmoshes yet. It's right by the beginning of Shkia. So maybe you should light as a Godel. So like this, he's Mekayim, the Din of Tzeisek Achovim, versus Midin Chinuch, which is earlier, which is by Shkia Sachama. Okay, we'll stop over here towards the bottom of the Omid by the two dots, my Chanukah.